Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of She Rocks Success with yours truly, Amanda Corvell. And of course, Snoopy is here with me today. It is a rainy day in Southern California. I don't know where it is with you guys, but it's raining again, which I kind of love because everything's green and beautiful and it's not dry and fire ridden, which is nice. So, today I want to talk about your next level in your business and your life. Because it's going to take a whole new version of yourself other than the person that you've been. And I know that you're like, duh, of course, Amanda. But this is where people are stuck. They get to a certain level where they're comfortable. Like their bills are paid. They've got, you know, the food on their table. They're grateful for everything. They're happy. They're content. Things aren't really wrong per se, but they don't feel like they're at the level, or you don't feel like you're at the level that you know you can be at. Like you bring in clients, you're bringing in customers, you're booking the gigs, you know, things are going well, but there's an underlying current within you that feels wobbly, that feels like, I just know there's something different for me out there. There's another level I can reach. So I wanted to kind of chat about that today, unpack that, as they say, and really get you to a point where you can understand that it isn't necessarily your fault that you can't reach the next level just yet. It's a set of hidden inner barriers that have been with you since you were a child, because we really develop our beliefs about ourselves and the way we view the world when we're in utero to 7 years old. When we're young and innocent and impressionable and so precious and so beautiful, that is when the beliefs about ourselves are built and embodied. And if you don't have a guardian or parents or whoever took care of you when you were younger, if you didn't have someone that really instilled safety and support and peace in you and let you know on every level that it was safe to advance in your life and safe to take on challenges and move through the world without having your head on a swivel, like me and plenty of other people that I know, it's tough to reach that bigger level because there's parts of you that don't feel like you necessarily deserve it. And that breaks my heart because my heart's mission, and I just know this with everything, and it makes me emotional just saying it. I know my mission on this earth is to help women believe in themselves. Because, ooh, I'm getting a little emotional, sorry. Because for the longest time, and I still battle with this, you guys, I still battle with this. For the longest time, I didn't believe in myself. And I didn't believe that I was worthy of love. My father left and I was 2, and it was just, you know, survival mode after that. And when he left, I embodied and embraced the thought, well, if he's not going to stick around, then I must not be deserving of him sticking around. There must be something wrong with me. My little 2-year-old brain thought that idea up somewhere along the line. And that was my mantra my whole life. So any relationship I got into, I don't say any relationship, all of them weren't bad, but some were, depending on where my mental state was at that point. But any relationship I got into, friend, lover, or job, or anything that I was doing that I really wanted to put my heart and soul into, I would put my heart and soul into it and get crushed. Because I would either half show up, and that was usually for my career, I would like half ass a lot of stuff because I didn't believe in myself, right? Even though I was showing up and I was doing the thing, I wouldn't really go all the way. I wouldn't lean all the way in because it was too scary for me to be that good or to be that brave or to be that bold. Because if I stepped out of my comfort zone, then someone might die, someone might leave, or some catastrophe will happen that will completely gut me again, and then I would be left abandoned and alone. And that is what a lot of women that I deal with in my coaching business are feeling. And these are strong, powerful women. These aren't women that are playing victim and going from bad relationship to bad relationship and not learning the lessons, or, you know, bouncing around and not learning the lessons. They've learned the lessons, but there's a gap, right? There's a gap between, am I safe to express myself? Am I safe to interact with people the way that I really truly want to? Am I safe to put myself out there in a world that doesn't feel safe? You know what I mean? That's the disconnect. If you don't feel safe in your body, then you're not going to be able to move forward into this grand, beautiful dream that you have. And it's my life mission, my life's mission, to help as many women as I can break that barrier and close the gap so they can walk with grace and ease and flow and femininity and beauty and not be afraid all of the time. Because let's face it, we are afraid a lot of the time. I need a drink of water. 1 second. So when you walk around in fear, and it's not just fear of like the world and scary men and things like that. It's not just that fear. It's the fear of, am I enough? Am I good enough? Do I have what it takes? Am I going to add value? Is anyone going to listen to me? Does anyone even care? Is anyone going to buy? Am I always going to be sitting here by myself trying to figure all this shit out? Right? It's a lonely, scary place to be. And it takes every ounce of courage to keep going. And that is part of my life's mission, is to bring as many women as I can with me. So you keep going, because we need each other. We have to have each other as our support system. And going back to carrying around subconscious beliefs, if you really are the kind of person that wants to move forward and you've got all this, these great ideas and you've done some amazing things in your life, you've had great successes, and maybe you're in a coaching job position right now in your business, or you're an artist and, you know, you're getting the gigs and you're getting the clients, or maybe you have a brick and mortar, or you're a service-based industry and you've got people coming in, but there's that block there. And that block is the thing that's holding you back. And I just posted something on Instagram about this, saying that it's the accountability and it is the responsibility of the next level that stops us. Because if you have a mantra of, I'm not good enough, you're already overwhelmed. You're already like, fuck, I have to do what now? Like, I have to do this next big thing and take on a whole new persona and a new identity and identify the hidden inner barriers and work on my limiting beliefs and work on my language. Like, are you kidding me? Like, no fucking way, right? Nobody wants to do that especially when you're 40 plus and you've already gone through the ringer of life. You know, that's the last thing you want to do, is take on more. But the thing is, once you learn to release what is holding you back, you're not as heavy anymore. You're buoyant. You rise to the top. You surface float. And then you can start to swim. And then you can find shore and get the fuck out of the raging ocean. I had a dream one time that I was in the middle of the ocean. And it was like this crazy epiphany that I had about me moving on in my life. And a series of events happened after I had this dream of me finally getting out of the ocean. I finally saw the shore and just booked it towards the shore. I was swimming with all my heart in this dream, and I got to the shore and I was just like panting and thin and scary looking, and like, you know, all the things, because I had just gone through a spiritual hell and releasing trauma. But that was the next level I got to. And that's when I decided to start my business and start coaching and start leaning into helping people, because I was always so afraid. I'm like, if I can't even keep my own shit together, how am I going to help other people? But this is another space where we get stuck, because we're like, well, if I don't have that, how do I teach it? Don't get stuck there. If you know it and you're being nudged and pulled into that space, go. Because you learn on the way. You learn as you go. You don't learn when you're stuck. You don't learn anything when you're sitting there going like, well, I can't really do that because I don't have A, B, and C. Fuck that. Go. Run towards the nudge. And as crazy as it might seem, You got to keep running and don't stop until you get there. And I'm just picturing like you running towards your goal, like anybody that's trying to trip you up, just jump and dodge and block and like get past them because they're going to be there. Life tests you on the way to your destiny, and your destiny isn't a destination. It is a journey of your bravery and your boldness and your courage and the woman that you want to become along the way and the impact you want to have. It's not staying in a job that you hate because you're comfortable and you're like, well, I'd really like to be doing something else, but you know, I've got a steady paycheck and I'm super grateful for that. And, or, you know, God, you know, I'm doing okay in my business and I think I'm all right right now. I don't really know what to do. Those are all excuses to avoid the big impact that you want to make. We're not here to be quiet. We're here to raise our voices radically, and we're here to shake shit up, and we are here to take over the world in leadership positions. That's what women are meant for. We are portals for souls, for Christ's sake. Like people land in our body and a personality lands in our body. Like we birth a person, like, hello. Even if you don't have children, you still have the capacity. You still are a portal. Whatever qualification you think you need to move forward, stop. You don't need it. You need to move. And yes, go get the certification if you want to, but keep moving. Don't stop. Like if you're getting the certification, talk about it online. If you know a lot about something, talk about it online because you never know where it's going to take you. And it doesn't matter if you have a certification or a qualification. Yes, check your references. Make sure you do your research. Don't put stuff out there that isn't true. But people need information from you. They buy you. There's no new information out there. It's just our lived experiences and how we relate to other people and how we put our message out into the world. That's what makes it special and new and different. Tony Robbins isn't talking about anything that's new, but he just packages it like Tony Robbins, Mel Robbins, you know, Amanda Francis, like all these really big, beautiful people that are doing great work in the world. You know, Melanie Ann Layer, who I just adore, like she's like an oracle. She is an oracle. But there's so many amazing people out there. And Amanda Corvell, she's an oracle too. Hello, thank you. There's so many amazing people out there that are doing amazing work. And why not you? Why not you? What are you still holding on to? You know, this is what my life's mission is as well, is to cut the ties and cut the anchor and get in the fucking boat and get to shore, or get out of the boat, burn the damn thing and go to shore. However you need to get there, don't stop moving. And this doesn't mean that you have to be doing busy work all the time. And that's not what I mean. I mean, don't rest in a hidden inner barrier that is going to keep you stuck because you're comfortable there. There's a lot of skeptics out there. There's a lot of people that are like, well, I don't really know, blah, blah, blah. Don't pay attention to them. They're not going where you're going. Skeptics are not successful. They are comfortable, and then they ride the coattails of other people, or they bitch and moan and judge and do all the things they do. Don't pay attention to them. They trolls and skeptics and people that are always going to question what you're doing, let them go. They are not going where you're going. And I know it's painful to let go of people sometimes, but you have to learn to let go. If you want to 10X, if you really want to move forward, if you want to have the life you say you want to have, you have to keep moving. And moving looks like reading a beautiful book that is speaking to your soul and inspiring to you. Moving looks like sitting down and creating a space for you to be disciplined in, and taking accountability for yourself and responsibility for yourself and making it fucking happen. That is what it's all about. Moving means getting up and making sure you're working out every single morning, especially if you are over 50 years old. You must be working out every single morning. I think over 40, or you should be working out at any time, but especially when you hit 40, get your body moving every single day. It just makes you feel better. It helps your hormones. Just do it. Okay? Stop half-assing your life. Moving looks like taking a nap when you need to take a nap. Moving looks like, hey, you know what? I need a moment. I'm just going to go into my room or go into my car or go wherever you feel like you can get away and just take a moment for yourself. If you have a busy, crazy household, I know some of you do, you know, take a moment. It's okay. Life isn't going to leave you behind. But your life is what you create. Like, you create that momentum. You create that speed. You create the whirlwind that you're in. You create the spiral. And you invite people in that spiral. And, you know, you got to be careful with that too. Lord knows I spent a long time in a spiral inviting all sorts of people in there that were not good for me. But again, it's part of my life's journey. I never would be the person that I am right now and be able to really stand in my own power and be able to not come across defensive and offensive and, you know, and desperate for just someone to listen to me like I used to be in my 20s, you know. Now I can stand in my power and just be like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I need. This is what I meant. And this is where I'm going. A, B, C, blah, 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 right? Without apologizing over and over again and without like staying in a shame spiral or thinking that you're a big piece of shit because you think you did something wrong or you hurt somebody, let it go. Move on. Purge. And if someone is going to hold on to something that you did, get rid of them. Get rid of them or give them a space to change. Say, hey, listen, this doesn't work for me anymore. I don't want you to make me feel bad all the time and make me feel guilty all the time. I need you to start working on this because that's an issue on their own, right? So this is all about cleaning up your space and learning how to draw the boundaries around yourself instead of constantly letting people into your space when you need your space, right? You're a beautiful human being and you're a woman. Tell them what you want and stand in your power. That's how you get what you want. And that is also what you need to do with yourself as well. Like every morning, I shouldn't say every morning, I just lied. Not every morning. Almost every morning, I look in the mirror and I go, hey girl, we're going to have a fucking great day today. And I high five myself in the mirror. And even if I'm crying, even if I'm like, I don't like you right now, whatever it is, whatever I'm feeling in my head, because I'm still battling with, you know, I'm not still battling with it. I'm still just, the things come up sometimes, you know, that need to heal. And no matter what state I'm in, I'm still like, nope, I'm good. I'm going to make it through this, you know? So the bounce back time is way shorter. It's not like I'm in a trauma spin or spiral for weeks or months. It's minutes or seconds, or maybe it's a couple of hours now, which is great for me. So if you're feeling any sort of way that is